The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was teaching in the temple area, he said, "Who do the scribes claim that the Christ is the son of David? David himself, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I place your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son?" The great crowd heard this with delight. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary. David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son? The great crowd heard this with delight. Diyos marami na gasing dugabos. Good morning po. Magandang umaga po. Lalo na sa ating mga tagapakinig sa 98.3 The Mother's Touch. Alam niyo po, this gospel is brief but it is very meaningful and very, I think, very realistic, especially for us today. No? Because Jesus is telling the scribes, no? And the Pharisees, no? Who want to capture him, no? With this word, no? He again asks the question, no? Why do you say that the Messiah is the son of David, while David himself calls him Lord? No? Ano pong ibig sabihin nito? It means Jesus, on the one hand, does not deny that the Messiah or the Son of God is a son of David. No. But he said, no, Jesus said, that the Messiah is above David. No. Messiah, the Messiah is more than a son of David. That's why David said, no, David himself calls him Lord. No. And you know, we can also apply this, no, in our life as Christians. As Catholics, no? We are, of course, sabi nga nang isinang ka sa mundong ito, laking tuwa ng magulang. We are all daughter and son of our fathers and our mother, no? Siya anak ni Totoy Bato, anak ni Juan, anak ni Pedro, no? But just remember, no, that in virtue of our baptism, in virtue of the salvation given to us by Christ, we are more than son of our parents. We are, huh, children of God, sons of God, but not, hindi katulad ng sinasabi ni Kibuloy na siya yung son of God. We are sons of God because we participate in the life of Christ. No? And Jesus wants us, no, to remember that we are more than our human nature. No? Of course, sabi niya, we're only human, born to make mistakes. No? We are only human. But that should not be a determining factor for us in our being sons and daughters of God. No? Alam nyo, Napaka-importante nitong gospel dahil alam nyo, nangyayari po ngayon, no? Although of course, no? we should be avoiding, no? The contacting of coronavirus, no? Na hindi tayo magkasakit, no? Na hindi tayo magadan, mamatay sa COVID-19, no? But sometimes, or most of the time, what is happening now is that we exaggerate. No? We become, I think for me, personally, we become paranoid. No? Putting face mask. No? Kahit minsan nakakatawa nga, eh, no? Yung iba kahit nasa banyo na, o matutulog na lang naka-face mask pa. And sometimes, no, those human factors, no, or with regard to health, which is, I am again clearing out. No, I'm not against this. No, this is good. But sometimes, or most of the time, when we exaggerate too much on these things, no, especially when it comes to the things that are sacred to our faith. For example, the Mass, the Holy Mass, no? The Holy Eucharist, no? it degrades the sacredness of the sacrament. It degrades the value of faith that we receive from Christ Himself. Nakatuon na lang tayo lagi sa face mask, sa social distancing, no? Even in the things of God, nawawala na yung supernatural faith. Natitira yung faith ni Inday. No, alam niyo yung faith ni Inday? I have the right faith and the least faith. Faith pala yun, no? Faith pala. No? And when we are too much determined by these human factors, no, some, no, in their Christian life become paralyzed. No, hindi na nila magawa. Kaya nga, diba, sabi may kanta, gusto kong bumait, pero di ko magawa. Gusto kong bumait. Why? Because they are too much concerned of those who are saying, no, lalong-lalo na sa mga taong wala nang makita kundi ang mali ng iba, ng mga nagki-criticize, no, mga nagchichismis, no. Hindi na sila makagawa ng mabuti kasi, ay, ano kayang sasabihin ni Inday? Ay, ano kayang sasabihin ni Isda? Ano kayang sasabihin ni ganito? No? Halimbawa na lang, no? Lalong-lalo na sa misa, no? Sasabihin sa'yo, ay sister, ay brother, huwag ka nang kumanta, pangit ang boses mo. Anong gagawin mo, sister, brother, hindi ka nakakanta kapag nasa misa? Kasi sinabihan ka ni sister o brother, pangit ang boses mo? Hindi, diba? Kumakanta ka sa misa, no? Hindi para sa kanya, no? You are not singing or participating in the Mass just because of him or her. You are singing because you want God to use your voice as an instrument. Akala nyo ba, mga brothers and sisters, napakaganda ng boses ni Father Jeremy dito sa misa? Alam niyo, hindi ako kumakanta sa misa o sa homily dahil maganda ang boses ko. Kumakanta ako kasi gusto kong gamitin ni Lord ang boses ko para sa kanyang kaluwalhatian, for His glory. Iba, kaya nga mayroong napakagandang kanta sa misa, no? Na gustong-gusto kong parati na napapakinggan, no? yung sinasabi, ang himig mo, ang awit ko, lahat ng ito'y nagmula sa iyo, muling ihahandog sa'yo, buong puso kong iaalay sa'yo. Diba? Tapos ikaw nahihiya kang kumanta? Tapos ikaw nahihiya kang mag-respond sa Mar? Ano ibig sabihin nun? Ibig sabihin nun, sister, brother, nahihiya kang gamitin ka ni Lord. Gamitin ka ni Mama Mary. No? Alam nyo, ang pagkanta sa misa, for example, hindi naman para magpasikat. Ang pagkanta sa misa, pag-respond sa misa, ay para ipakita na, Lord, inaalay ko sa iyo ang buhay ko. Lord, inaalay ko sa iyo ang boses ko. No? Katulad na ng St. Boniface today, no? We celebrate St. Boniface, martyr. He let God use her, use him pala. No? He let God use him as an instrument for His glory. Alam niyo, maraming mabuti tayong dapat nagagawa at marami pa tayong mabuti na magagawang masigit pa. Kaso lang, no, masyado tayong nagpapadala sa mga bagay-bagay dito sa mundo. No, sabi, ay, umulan, hindi na ako magsisimba. Umulan eh. Ang lakas ng ulan, no? Diba? Hindi na ako magsisimba. Ay, naku, may konting ladlat ako. Hindi na ako magdadasal. We are determined too much of our human factors element. And Jesus is telling us in the gospel, no, you are more than this. Ikaw ay higit pa sa iyong pagiging tao. Anak kita, you are my son, you are my daughter. Huh? Kaya nga, mga brothers and sisters, sa misang ito, hingin natin kay St. Boniface, at ngayon din, no? Today is the first Friday of the month. Let us ask the Sacred Heart of Jesus to help us. No? Kanino ba natin inaalay ang ating boses? Kanino ba natin inaalay ang ating buhay? No? And let us always, no, remember to use our supernatural faith, no, our faith in God. Praise be Jesus and Mary.